Blackstone Audio presents Murder at the Cat Show by Marion Babson. This book is read by Stephen Crossley. Chapter 1. I can take cats or leave them alone, especially the four-legged variety. In fact, I prefer to leave them alone. Not that they spook me, and I'm not an aureliophobe. I have absolutely nothing against them. It's just that they go their way and I go mine. I'd always found it a perfectly convenient arrangement. This time, however, quite a decent sum of money was involved, and so the twain were going to meet. Perkins and Tate, Public Relations Limited, were contracted to do the PR for a glorified feline extravaganza, otherwise known as the Cats Through the Ages Exhibition. I followed Mrs. Chesney Malvin, the organiser, through the exhibition hall, which was incorporated into one of Outer London's newest airport hotels, taking notes. I had the distinct impression that this was going to be my favourite memory of the whole show. The carpenters and electricians were all over the place. The cats hadn't moved in yet. So far as I was concerned, the situation was ideal. It wasn't an opinion I felt safe in confiding to Mrs. Chesney Malvin. "And general interest," she was saying. "Here, for example..." She paused in front of a low platform with a half-completed railing high above it, from which curtains were obviously to drape. "We will have a replica of the life-size statue of Dick Whittington's cat on Highgate Hill. This has been especially designed for us and will be cast in gold by Hugo Verrier. Perhaps you've heard of him?"
"I believe," I said cautiously, "we once did some publicity for his aunt." I didn't add that she had not liked the publicity and had forcibly expressed her disapproval by raking a large chunk out of my partner's face. To add insult to injury, the picture of her doing so had made the front page of every paper in London. "We got a lot of front-page stuff," I added truthfully. There was no point in telling her we hadn't been paid for it. We didn't want her to know a precedent had been established. It seemed to satisfy her.
"We shall expect the same," she said. "You might like to note that the Golden Cat has been insured for £250,000. You might also like to note that it has genuine emeralds for eyes. Originally, they were a pair of earrings, my own modest contribution to art. Of course, they've increased the value considerably."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?